The project involves putting in new lanes, which will allow traffic to flow through the town without having to go back and forth over the river. So the situation will be that the traffic should be much alleviated what it is today. But it's quite a big project.
How long will that last for?
It's going to take just under 5 months, all going well.
Brilliant. So what kind of delays are expected in the town centre?
Well, it's difficult to be clear, but we have to say that we've worked very closely with the town council, the county council, and also the contractor. And they've come up with a plan that should keep delays to a minimum. The headline, which I think is really important, is that for the peak periods, morning and afternoon, in fact, the number of lanes, the traffic light phasing, and all of that traffic control measures will be the same as it is today. So work that will affect any lane closures, etc., will be done off-peak and overnight. So we're hopeful that there will be minimal disruption. But of course, it's Maidstone, the roads aren't easy, and there will be some delays.
Brilliant. So which services are affected?
Most services actually unfortunately cover that part of the town, heading out obviously to Chatham, Tunbridge, Tunbridge Wells, etc. It's only really the routes that go only to the south of the town or out towards Ashford and Sittingbourne won't be affected. But of course it really depends on what the delays turn out to be.
Brilliant. And what advice have you got for those travelling?
The advice is that there's a lot of information going to be out there. Most notably on our own social media, about what the situation is. There is, in fact, a Twitter site for the at Maidstone Bridges for the latest information. Keep in touch with the information, allow a bit of extra time for travel, and use buses.